From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Guest workers from India are suing a company that builds oil rigs in Mississippi and Texas. They allege they were misled and mistreated. Signal International denies the charges, and it credits the guest worker program with helping revive a devastated region after Hurricane Katrina. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
Dozens of welders and pipe fitters marched in New Orleans this morning, waving blown-up receipts for fees paid to recruiters in India. Many say they went deep into debt, paying up to $20,000 on the promise they'd receive a permanent U.S. visa. Instead, through the H-2B program, they can only work here for 10 months, up to 30 with extensions. Sabalal Vijayan also complained Signal's guest workers must pay $1,000 a month for dorm-like company housing.
This is not a guest worker program, this is a slavery. This is a slave program. We gave this much of money and we got a hell.
Signal International's president, Richard Merler, declined to speak on tape, but he denied any mistreatment and noted the living quarters include flat-screen TVs, internet access, and Indian food. Merler believes recruiters did mislead workers, but he says Signal has changed recruiters and sent its own employees to India to supervise the process. Merler notes his foreign workers get the same pay and benefits as his American ones, and with the Gulf Coast economy booming, he expects to keep needing the outside help. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News.